This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about Jesus as the resurrection. So this week, I've been talking about the various ways that Jesus reveals himself to us. He's like a shepherd protecting us from harm, a light shining through some of our darkest circumstances. He is also, though, the resurrection and the way. He teaches us this firsthand in the Gospel of John. One of the final miraculous signs that Jesus performs before his crucifixion is raising Lazarus from the dead. And as the scriptures teach us, this miraculous sign was done for the glory of God. In other words, Jesus had to allow Lazarus to die and to remain dead for 4 days so that he could raise him up from the dead. And the purpose was to show the people that he was the Son of God. And if they would only believe in him, they could, in fact, have eternal life. And what I find so profoundly true is that as Jesus revealed himself to those who walked among him, the same is true for us today. So I would say to my fellow Texans who may be weary due to the ravishing effects of the recent hurricane and its aftermath, don't despair. Jesus is your shepherd, protecting you from ultimate harm. He is your light shining in the darkest of circumstances, and he is the only resurrection known. So be encouraged that he is the master restorer. Whatever has been lost, he can definitely restore. And let us be inspired and cling to these words. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. 1 Corinthians 6:14. So if you know someone in Texas who desires to be inspired, share this Be Moment. And today, go free knowing that Jesus is your shepherd, your light, and the resurrection.